I'm joined by the Guardian's Jonathan Watts, who is in Japan's northeast. He spent the day with British nationals being evacuated from the Sendai area. What is the situation like there at the moment?
Well, there's two buses have been organised by the British consulate, which has set up an office in a hotel in Sendai. They had told people for the last couple of days that they must meet at noon today, and then they would be processed and taken off to Tokyo for flights back to the UK. So I drove down there, but the situation had changed over the past 2 days in that until now, the hotel where the consulate has its base was outside the Japanese exclusion zone, around the 30-kilometer exclusion zone.
Yes.
But overnight, the US and the UK had both said, well, this is not good enough anymore. We want a 50-mile or 80-kilometer exclusion zone. So suddenly, we all found ourselves within that zone because it's about 70 kilometers away. So slightly nervous on that point. But the people I met, there was 85 Brits, I was told, from all over the place, large number of them English teachers, many of them with Japanese wives and children, were in remarkably good spirits, actually, and seemed to be taking it all in their stride. They were told, though, halfway through the sort of gathering, that the original plan to drive straight back to Tokyo along the main expressway had to be changed because the exclusion zone had widened. So they're going to have to go by a very roundabout route, and there are some concerns that some of them wouldn't make their connecting flights. But overall, I think they were glad to leave.
Are they being moved purely because of the worries about the radiation, the nuclear situation, or is it purely because of the scale of the devastation?
I think it's primarily because of the radiation, but that's certainly not the only. There's also a very important and understandable concern that people could get trapped. There isn't much petrol around. It's very hard. It's very hard to get a bus. The train's working. In many areas, food is running out. And at the moment, people are very calm. But the longer this difficult situation goes on, the more tension is likely to rise. So I think the assumption is better get out, because then you've got more options. That's certainly what several of them told me.
Just switching very briefly to a parallel subject, one of the things you were writing earlier is that there's concern that Japanese people who live closer to the nuclear plant are having problems getting supplies because obviously no one wants to go there. Is that becoming a very difficult problem?
I think it's a problem not just around the plant, but even 100, 200 kilometres away from the plant. There's a number of reasons for it. One of them, probably not the main one, is the fear of radiation. But the bigger issue at the moment is there's just so little fuel. There haven't been any tanker arrivals because a lot of the refineries and the ports were damaged by the earthquake. So the gasoline stations, petrol stations, have had huge queues for the first 3 days after the quake, and now most of them have closed because they've run out. So this is a major issue. It's making it very difficult to get relief to the places it's needed, and for people to get out and go to safer places of lodging.